How would you describe kind of like the flavor of this? I mean, this is no joke. These are very serious times that Murrow is doing his work in, and you know, you've got the McCarthy scare. This is not a comedy, you know. So can you just kind of discuss like the feelings that you want the audience should have, and then the feelings that you want the audience to have while they're watching?
Well, the play kind of, you know, it takes him through his life, and especially his political career, or his journalism career, I should say, from the London broadcast during the 40s, when he covered the bombing, through the Blitz, through his unforgettable broadcast at Buchenwald. He was the first radio reporter, broadcast reporter, to actually do a broadcast from a Nazi concentration camp that was just liberated, and it's absolutely chilling. Two, of course, as you said, the famous McCarthy broadcast of 1954. So I wanted to give the audience a feel for the scope of his life, the incredible, influence that he had on both radio broadcasting and TV. He was that unique figure who was really at the beginning, the genesis of both radio news reporting and television news reporting, and really shaped the development of both of those media. But the real feeling, I think, Patrick, that I'd like people to take away is an incredible man, his unbelievable integrity, and his incredible courage. And one of the things we can't forget is that when he decided to take on Joe McCarthy in 1954, he was really risking his entire career. Mm-hmm. I mean, McCarthy was that powerful. And he laid it on the line. He kind of rolled the dice because he believed that when you see evil, it has to be confronted, regardless of the personal cost. So I really feel I'd love the audience to not only have an appreciation for his career, but the influence that he had on those media. And really, he speaks to us today, because those subjects of journalistic integrity, objectivity, everything we talk about today in news coverage. I read a recent report, you might have read it too, in the paper a couple of days ago, but journalism is at an all-time low. Mm-hmm. In terms of how the public views reporters and journalism, and the public by and large has lost faith in the integrity and the truthfulness and the objectivity of journalists. And that's a very sad thing, and that's kind of the mirror opposite of what Edward R. Murrow stood for.